Answer me this. Are you a morning person? Maybe an afternoon person? Perhaps you're a night owl? Perhaps you feel like you never really get moving? Well, regardless of how you would classify yourself, you deserve to have a morning routine that serves you, that sets you up for success. Now, before you start rolling your eyes and go, oh, I've heard all about the morning routine stuff and all the things that we're all supposed to do and journal and meditate and yoga, and I just don't have time for that or I don't like it. Guess what? That is not what I'm going to tell you. Instead, I am thrilled to tell you about my annual free event coming up called Master Your Morning. And over the course of 5 days, 30 minutes or less each day, I'm going to teach you how to create your own unique morning routine based on two things, your unique personality type, and secondly, the realities of your home life, right? You may not have a lot of time for a morning routine. And that's what this free workshop is all about. So if you want to come join, head over to megansumrall.com/masteryourmorning. And I promise you, at the end of it, you are going to have a completely different relationship with the morning.
Hey, friends, I have a new guest to introduce to you today on the podcast. Her name is Chris Rice, and she is the founder of Deconstructing Wellness. I've got all the links to her in the show notes. You're definitely going to want to go connect with her. But you know, if you have followed me for a while, you know I'm really passionate about morning routines, so much so that I have run a Master Your Morning workshop many, many times. I have turned this actually into a little simplified online mini course because people continue to ask for it. So I needed to have it ready to go on demand. So I've got a link for that here in the show notes as well. If listening to this inspires you to think about creating a morning routine. Now, if you are someone that has tried it before and maybe it's failed, I want to ask you two questions. One, were you trying to implement a morning routine that somebody else dictated for you? And two, are you aware of, are you really connected with how you refuel, how you energize yourself, how you fill your cup? Because if those two pieces have not been addressed and thought through the right way, chances are your morning routine wasn't working well because it simply wasn't the right one for you. So take a listen here today. Would love to hear if you are going to jump into at least trying that amazing 5-minute suggestion that Chris lays out for you. And if you want to take a deep dive in crafting your morning routine, go ahead and grab the link here in the show notes because you can go through my Master Your Morning entire workshop that guides you through how to uncover what is going to be a great morning routine for you as well. So let's go ahead and get started.
Welcome to the Work-Life Harmony Podcast. I'm your host, Megan Sumrall. I'm a former techie turned entrepreneur. I'm also a mom and a wife. Just like you, I'm juggling hashtag all the things while running multiple businesses and a family. Being a successful female entrepreneur doesn't mean you have to feel overwhelmed, exhausted, and stressed out. Gaining control of your time and calendar is all about learning a few key techniques and systems to better organize and structure your time. This is your show to learn from me and other amazing women how to master your time and organization to skyrocket your productivity so you can have work-life harmony.
All right, everyone, welcome back. I have Chris Rice with me here today, when Chris and I first connected, something that stuck out to me immediately was her thoughts and views on morning routines. And if any of you have ever read any of my blog posts on that or have taken the Master Your Morning Challenge that I do, you know this is something I have very strong opinions about, which are not always the same as others. And so when Chris reached out and I saw we had that same philosophy, I knew I needed to bring her on the show so that she could share her expertise with us. So Chris, why don't you introduce yourself, tell everyone about you, and then we'll get this conversation started.
Wonderful. Megan, thank you so much for having me today. I truly am thrilled to be here and chatting with you. So thank you for bringing me on.
Absolutely.
So like you said, I'm Chris Rice, and I started a company called Deconstructing Wellness. And my goal is to empower high-achieving moms to be able to prioritize their wellness without having to meditate 3 hours a day. So making it achievable, making it simple and doable in our real lives.
And right there, you nailed it, that without having to meditate 3 hours a day, like you're a mom, you're working, you got kids. That's just not our reality. So
especially not now.
Definitely not now, where we can't get any time to ourselves. Exactly. So with your, you know, experience and all the work that you do, where do you see morning routines fitting in for people? Why are they important? What is the difference of someone that has a good one versus a mom that doesn't?
Yeah, I think that honestly, it's such a foundation for our day. Obviously, from a timing perspective, it is the grounding moment in our morning. But I have a 5-year-old and an 8-year-old. And when they came along, I kind of had to figure out my morning routine, because for a lot of time, they dictated that. And they were tiny and they woke me up, and that was how it was supposed to be. But when they got a little older, I kind of looked at that and realized, like, I was instantly edgy when they would wake me up beside my bed, completely startle me. And that was my start to the day. And so I started backing into that and being like, well, if this isn't hitting with me, how can I change it? And so that was where I started just exploring what works for me, and then really feeling like that truly is such a game changer in our day and truly the foundation of a wellness routine for ourselves.
Yeah, 100%. And I laugh because that was I didn't realize for so long before having kids, I didn't understand that I needed that quiet space in the morning, because I just naturally had it. My only job in the morning was, you know, exercise, shower, you know, drive to work. And it was all very just thoughtful time for me. And it was a while before suddenly I realized starting my day with a 3-year-old at the side of my bed going, "Mom," was just really bad. It set me off and put me in a bad mood.
Me too. And then there would be the guilt piled on top of that of like, why am I feeling this way when they're like sweet and coming to greet me and like excited to see me for the day? And I'm like, ugh, did you have to startle me awake? Like, could there be a little different ease into our day here?
Yeah. And I have a couple clients it's interesting. One of the first things I think about when I'm helping people with morning routines is helping them uncover if they're an introvert or an extrovert in terms of how they refuel. Mm-hmm. And what I find so many women coming to a realization is, even if they were extroverts, about 2-3 years into motherhood, they find in terms of how they refuel, mm-hmm. they've actually shifted and are introverts and need that quiet space.
Absolutely.
But there are those women out there who I've worked with that are like, I love my day starting with my children coming in and waking me up and snuggling in bed, and that fills them up. Then by all means, you do you.
But it doesn't work for me. Pull that back and dig into the things that work for you 100%. But I very much relate to exactly what you said, is that quiet space, and it can really range. You know, you have to give yourself some grace to say, today it's not going to be 45 minutes. You know, I would love that, but maybe today I can do, like, especially on the weekends, I find this. Maybe I can do 10 minutes. I want to sleep in, but still give myself that 10 minutes. And for me, it's just that quiet, because I feel like the quiet never happens again until I fall back to sleep.
Yeah. Because pretty much all you hear is mom, mom, mom.
Yeah. I was just getting ready and I was like, how do they shout it from across the house? And still I respond.
Oh, yeah. So what are some good suggestions that you can think of for women that, you know, are brand new at this and have been thinking? I know one of the biggest challenges people will tell me is, I'm not a morning person. Yeah. I don't want to have to get up earlier. What would you tell them, encourage them to kind of get them in a place where they might know where to start and how to work through that biggest fear of creating a morning routine?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. I would say, I always, always encourage people to start as tiny as they possibly can. Mm-hmm. Laughably small, because those are the things that you actually can start gaining momentum on. So I completely understand if you're not a morning person, it's a hard time of day. I will say 5 minutes, 10 minutes to pour your cup of coffee in peace and maybe just sit on the couch and look out the window can be an amazing way to just start your day. And maybe you find that 5 minutes turns into 10 or 15 minutes and it could build from there. But if it literally starts as basic as it gets, like roll out of bed in your jammies and just have that time to drink your tea and be in peace, I think you'd be surprised how much that 5 minutes can really shift how you are present in that moment in starting your day.
I love that you said that because, you know, again, when you and I were talking, I was like, one of my biggest beefs is everybody who's publishing these morning routines that you have to do to be successful or productive dictate, like, you've got to meditate, you've got to do yoga, and you need 10 minutes of this, 10 minutes of this. And thinking, you know, first of all, I hate yoga. I don't care what time of day it is. That's never going to put me in a good headspace.
Yeah.
But just understanding the power of 5 minutes, like, don't think it has to be an hour or nothing.
And that's where I think so much of just morning routine or any other aspect of wellness gets shot out of the gate. Like, it's not going to happen. You're not going to keep to that. You're setting yourself up for failure and disappointment. So literally just start at 5 minutes, and it could be astounding to you how much that 5 minutes makes a difference. And I really love what you were saying too, and completely agree with, find what works for you. You know, somebody might like to roll out of bed and meditate for 5 minutes, or maybe you even do it in bed. I actually started doing that, secretly waking up like nobody else knew. And I'm just like,
my eyes are closed. I'm not really awake.
I'm not acknowledging that I am halfway awake right now. But, you know, that can be a great way too. Maybe you do set an alarm to hold yourself accountable, but then you just lay there and you lay there for 10 minutes and just take in that time, you know, maybe talk back to yourself in a positive way. What do you want out of this day? And then go from there too. So there's a lot of ways to keep it easy, but focus on whatever feels good to you. Like you said, yoga would make you angry in the morning. By all means, do not do that. But there might be some experimentation and having to be okay trying a few things, being like, just be honest with myself, that didn't land with me. Or maybe you find something and you can kind of go down that rabbit hole and you are liking that. But just be honest with yourself. You don't owe it to anybody else what your morning routine looks like. Nobody else even has to know about it.
Yeah. And what do you think is for people that are, you have not tried a morning routine before, what is the benefit that people typically are feeling once they start a morning routine? I always want to encourage people and help them understand the transformation this can have on your day. Absolutely. So what is even the purpose and benefit of having one?
I think grounding and focus are the two things that come to mind for me.
Love that.
Just that you really become grounded in yourself and what is important to you. So you're filling your cup before you're giving to all the others in your house. And then I really do think it gives you focus. I think that it helps you think about what you want out of this day, whether you're actually that conscious about it or not. You know, you're telling yourself and setting yourself up for what you want. So I think, you know, if those feelings would help you feel better about yourself, why not spend 5 minutes giving it a shot?
Absolutely. I think what you know, when you said the, you know, filling yourself up before serving others, I love one of my coaches would always say, you cannot pour from an empty cup. And it took me way too long to realize that's why I was so irritable in the morning. I was getting out of bed. I hadn't had a hot minute to fill myself. And already I'm giving. And this is where I think we undervalue what just 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
I mean, I always love to tell my moms, like, when was the last time you drank an entire cup of coffee without putting it in the microwave? Like, what would that feel like for you? Like, it is possible. You can do that.
It is. And I think there are those little accountability pieces you can build into of, like, you know, maybe you do. I hate waking up to an alarm, but I set it so that I know that I will wake up at that time. I probably wake up anyways, but still, you know, you're holding yourself to that. And there's something that feels good about that too, because you're doing it for yourself. You're not doing it to wake up and get your kids to sports. You're not doing it, you know, to help your husband that day or your spouse that day. Like, it is for you. So that feels different too.
That's a great distinction. I've never thought about that. Because I get up very early, and some mornings it's really hard. And this morning was one of those. It's been a high energy week for me.
Yeah.
But hearing you say you're doing it for you, I had never put that together, but I do. I have this inner monologue. I'm like, Megan, here's how you're going to feel. Here's the difference your day is going to be. Here's, and I'm talking to myself and reminding myself.
Absolutely.
It's all about me. I'm not running through the list of if I don't get up, then it's everybody else.
No.
And I'd never put that together. And I think that's why I continue to get up because
I agree. And, you know, I, in the effort of like starting small, just to give people like an example, I started out with my morning routine thinking, okay, I'll commit to this 3 mornings a week just to see how I feel about it. And then it just inherently became 5, like Monday through Friday, I do that. And I will say in all honesty, I really kind of wish I got myself up and did it on the weekends too. I too get up super early in the morning on work days. So if I can sleep till 7, that's awesome. So, you know, on the weekends, I give myself that grace, but I also, I know that on Saturday and Sunday, I do show up a little bit different and it takes me a little longer to like get into the mode of things where otherwise, you know, at 2 hours in, I'm like, hey, they're here to snuggle and we can start our day and we're good with that stuff. And it does feel a little different when I don't fill my own cup first.
You're right. And I, you know, my daughter's a little older, so she's going to be 10. So I don't have, you know, we're past the stage of her coming in and waking me up at 6 a.m. But I do notice some weekends I will naturally wake up and, you know, slip downstairs and have that time. And it's like, I'm almost eager for my family to get up because now it's our time together. But on weekends where I'm just exhausted and I tend to sleep in and wake up with the family, I've learned once kind of breakfast is going, I try and slip to another room for 20 minutes just to have a few.
Do it. I think, you know, again, that flexibility to be like, it's ideal and it feels great to start the day with that, but give yourself that flexibility and grace to think, okay, well, on Saturday and Sunday, like maybe the kids get super involved in other stuff by like 10. So I know I can kind of check out at 10 and go work out or go do what I'm going to do to fill my cup. And it doesn't necessarily have to be steadfast in a certain time.
Yeah. And I will be full transparency. Cartoons on Saturday and Sunday morning for that window of time are my savior for me to go then have that time. Yeah.
No, and I think you do have to give yourself that it's okay. You know, if you know that they're just going to come in and interrupt you anyways, you're kind of setting yourself up for failure. So why not let them do that? And kind of, I always have screen time's always like a guilt thing for me. So I always,
it is for all of us, right?
It is. But if you know that that works, I think it's so worth doing because you're going to show up so much better at the end of that 30 minutes than you would have if you tried to like tell them to read books, but then they come up every 4 seconds.
Yeah, that's her. I don't see that flying well for us in the morning because my daughter's not a, she's a slow to welcome the day kind of person anyway. So
yes,
getting anything moving is hard. Which is why I think I need that time in the morning for me because I know how much effort it takes to get
absolutely get
in our house. Yeah, it's a lot.
Absolutely.
This has been great tips. So if someone were to come to you and say, all right, I've started my morning routine, you know, I've made that commitment. Mm-hmm. Getting up 5 minutes earlier, and I'm at least going to go fix my morning coffee, tea, whatever, in silence. What would be some advice for them on maybe navigating what might be something they enjoy for the morning to make it a good time for them?
I think, you know, if you were open to it, I would carve out like 10 or 15 minutes to just kind of sit in silence and think about the things that make you happy. The things that, you know, when do we ever do that? And so, you know, whatever that might be for you, don't even give it a judgment. Don't put anything more than that. If that popped into you in that silence, that is something to focus on, then give it a shot. And it might just be a general, you know, okay, me and my family were doing this at some point and that made me happy. How could you parlay that to the morning? I would just kind of encourage just sitting in that silence because A, we don't have that very much anymore. And B, I do think that that's when a lot of those things are uncovered. You know, we all want to try and like multitask and do that while we're driving in the car and think of what it'll look like. But if we could just pause and think about that, I think it would come to you. I know it would actually.
No, I think that's great. And I know a lot of people, when you said just thinking about those things that make you happy, I think another great option could be that gratitude journal. You know, take a couple of minutes and actually write it down. Like, mm-hmm. What are some things you're thankful for, and put yourself in that space to start your day as well.
No, I'm glad you said that. I love ending my day with that because I like kind of punctuating the end of the day with that piece. But I think it's such a simple thing to do. Grab a piece of paper and write down, you know, 3 to 5 things that you're grateful for. And it could be absolutely anything. But if you do that and have a cup of coffee, like you said, you might be really ready and excited for the rest of your family to come and join you at that point.
Yeah. And I think it's so important for everyone listening. Just like you said, those two things alone, like you don't need to create this 10 step, 90 minute, you know, massive routine. You can get such a big win off of such a small pocket of intentional time for yourself to start your day.
In fact, I mean, if anybody came to me and said, I want to structure my 90 minutes, here's what I want to do, I would be like, no, back off. That is not happening. Five minutes.
Start small. Yeah.
5 minutes. Right. And then, because that is where truly you can feel like you got that win. You feel the benefit of that 5 minutes and it makes you want to do 5 minutes the next day. And then pretty soon you don't even think about doing it. It's just built into your habit. But if it was this whole big idea and had all these expectations around it, I mean, chances of you sticking through it for more than a week is pretty dismal.
Yeah, sometimes, for sure. Oh, no doubt. This has been so great. And I hope that everybody listening who has not tried a morning routine or maybe tried and felt like it failed, maybe you were just not doing the right things for you, will be inspired to at least just do that 5 minutes. So Chris, where can everybody connect with you to learn more about deconstructing wellness and all the amazing work that you are doing right now?
Yes, I would love to connect. I would say I'm most active on social, on Instagram. So, but all my handles are at deconstructing wellness.
Okay.
So head over to Instagram and I provide a lot of behind the scenes, here's what wellness looks like in my life. So I hope that that can inspire your audience. And I also have a little guide to take this another step further and actually really digs into the morning routine piece. So if folks want to head over to deconstructingwellness.com/worklifeharmony, there's a little freebie guide with 5 steps to take it to the next level. So I really hope that that will serve people as well.
Awesome. Okay, everyone. And I've got that link in the show notes so you can go grab it there. And Chris, thank you so much for being
thank
here today.
You. This has been thank such you, a treat.
And as folks, you know, listen and start implementing your morning routine, go ahead, shout out how it's going on Instagram, tag at Deconstructing Wellness. Give, you know, we want to be able to cheer you guys on your journey as well.
Yes, there is nothing I love more than hearing somebody listen and it's actually being put into place. So please
share away. All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Getting on top of all things time management, organization, and productivity doesn't have to stop just because this episode is over. You can follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Megan Sumrall, or just open any browser and go to megansumrall.com. If spelling my name is a complete pain, just go to theworklifeharmony.com and grab my free time management cheat sheet. If you like this podcast, don't forget to subscribe, rate, review, and share it.